It's GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. The WNBA is mourning the passing of Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, among seven others who died in a helicopter crash in California yesterday. Commissioner Kathy Engelbert released a statement saying, quote, Kobe's support for the WNBA and women's basketball, along with his passion for helping young girls and boys follow their dreams, made him a true legend for our sport. Kobe attended last year's WNBA All-Star Game with his daughter, Gianna, who had hoop dreams all of her own. During a sideline interview with ESPN, he spoke about why he brought her to see the game.
Well, it's important for them to see great basketball. And also, just for the women's game in general, it's important to raise awareness about it, to have more women out there playing the game, and it's the future.
This year is set to be a groundbreaking year for the WNBA. Earlier this month, the league announced some big changes in a new collective bargaining agreement. The deal includes tripling the max amount of money that top players can earn. It offers paid maternity leave and improves travel conditions. For example, players used to share rooms. Under this agreement, now they'll be able to have their own hotel room. On Friday, I spoke with Andrea Carter, an Atlanta-based women's basketball analyst for ESPN, about what this means for the game and its players.
Well, I think it's huge. You know, I have so many friends and former teammates that have been in the WNBA, and I've seen firsthand what they've been going through. Even players that I don't know, amazing athletes, amazing talented women that have been cut short.
Yeah, when you played in college, it was your goal to go pro, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But going pro always had an asterisk by it because you had to go to the WNBA, but you also had to go overseas. So there's like, you know, yeah, I want to be a pro basketball player because you love basketball, but you also know you're sacrificing so many other things to play the game that you love. And I think that's what this, you know, collective bargaining agreement is trying to get away from.
Yeah. So many women had to go to China and Russia during the offseason.
Yes.
And I'm assuming this is in order to make some money.
Yeah. I was on FaceTime with four of my teammates just yesterday, and all of them were overseas. One of them was in Iceland. One of them is in Russia. One of them is, I mean, they're all overseas late at night. They spend 8 to 10 months over there, not home, not with their families. They're by themselves. You get to travel, but it is hard being away from home.
Yeah. And so many women, they've had to do other things, even if it's not play overseas, but have other jobs.
Yeah. It's hard to get a good job when you can only do the job for half of the year or so, you know? So it's hard for them to even get hired, you know? Like one of my teammates, she's going to be home for a few months in the summer, and she wants a good job to give her job experience, but there's really nothing she can find because she's not home enough to really get into any type of career field.
Let's hear a little bit of sound from WNBA Players Association President Nneka Ogwumike. She's speaking with Good Morning America about the new agreement.
As much as we fight for what we feel that we deserve, we know that we deserve. We have women's soccer, we have women's hockey that are looking up to what we are looking to do. And so we're really hoping that it can set the tone and really create that legacy for women in sports moving forward.
How big a deal is this for women's sports across the board, do you think?
Well, I think it's huge. You know, we've seen a lot of things from women's soccer, but, you know, the Women's Soccer League, we haven't seen a lot of changes. We've seen the women's national team in soccer step up, which has been amazing, and they're speaking for women. But this is the first time that something's been put in place to help women and to help female athletes. And so it's a huge step forward. I think basketball in general, pro basketball, is very progressive. We see a lot of things on the men's side in basketball, and now we're seeing a lot of things on the women's side. So I think that, you know, it's a big first step, but it can't be the last step.
The new deal. This comes as ratings for the WNBA have been struggling. The finals between Washington and Connecticut last October, those were down more than 20% in viewership from the previous year. So how does the league begin to turn things around? Because certainly that has been the conversation, that people just don't tune in to women's basketball like men.
Yeah, I think so. But I think that, you know, with the CBA and the companies that are helping them and the companies that have decided, hey, we're going to pitch in, we're going to really support, we're going to give some funds, and we're going to help out, I think it's going to help with advertising, getting events out, getting the names of the WNBA players out there. And I think that's going to bring people in. You know, the talent is amazing. There's only 12 teams. There's 12 players on each team. So, I mean, it has to be the best of the best. And people don't know that they're watching the best athletes in America. And so I think that getting the word out, advertising, those type of things are going to be a really big deal. And I think that's going to help with what's going on.
Yeah. How do you avoid not just running out onto the court? Because you played in college, and my producer and I, we've watched tape of you. You were very aggressive as a freshman starter for Tennessee. I mean, you were like diving and running, and I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, that was my role. So, like, that was my role on the team. It was my job to be the one that was going to defend the best player, throw myself into the bleachers. Like, that's what my team needed me to do. My body's torn up because of it, but I don't have any regrets, and I definitely do when I'm watching just my friends play and you know, in the WNBA, I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I could be out there, but my life has fell together very nicely post-basketball, so it's all worked out.
Very good, very good. You know what my job was? Standing right by the basket.
I can definitely see that. They just give it up to you, turn it, and put it in, right?
That was it. It was an easy job. All right. Andrea Carter, you are a basketball analyst for ESPN. Thank you so much, Drea.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is GPB.